is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Chicago, authorities searching for two young siblings who were swept away from their car during flash flooding north of Philadelphia last weekend say at least one of the bodies has been recovered. Tim Brewer, chief of Upper Makefield Fire Company, says they've recovered who appears to be two-year-old Matilda Shields. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow.
This has been an extremely intense and emotional time for the family and for our first responders and for the community and all our hearts are broken.
The search for her 9-month-old brother continues. During the southern U.S. heat wave, a woman in Phoenix is making sure the homeless are being cared for. KPHO-TV reporter Angie Cayley reports.
Maggie Moriarty and her crew from the Phoenix Rescue Mission hit the streets looking for homeless people to help.
There's some more over here.
In this wide-open Sunny Slope Park, mesquite trees are the only shade for these folks. Phoenix Fire says their heat-related calls are up 20% from this time last year, mostly for the elderly or homeless.
President Biden chooses Admiral Lisa Franchetti to lead the Navy. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says it would be a first.
Currently, 16% of all members of the U.S. military are women. And with the expanded role in all combat assignments for the U.S. military for women over the past 40 years, it was virtually inevitable that a woman would eventually lead one or more of our military services.
Franchetti's nomination could be held up by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, who's protesting Defense Department abortion policy. The Biden administration says some companies have developing artificial intelligence have agreed to create new safeguards. CBS's Natalie Brand.
George Washington University professor David Broniatowski studies artificial intelligence as part of a new AI institute in collaboration with the National Science Foundation. He says any potential rules need room to respond as the technology evolves and new problems arise.
We may find that those regulations are not adaptable and flexible to new AI developments that are coming down the pipe.
The White House wants tech companies to commit to developing artificial intelligence for good, an AI focused on tackling current challenges from cancer to climate change.
Singer Tony Bennett has died.
Bennett showed himself to be a master of jazz, ballads, and American standards. He'd call the 50s the best era ever for American songs, but his refusal to alter his style left him unfashionably out of style in the era of rock and roll. It would take many years, but eventually he'd reconnect with a younger audience.
Now you know, guys, this is MTV. That's why.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Should the Supreme Court adopt a code of conduct? And if yes, who should create it? 844-967-2789. What do you think? I mean,
everybody else has them.
Everybody else has them. The lower courts has them. And not because, and this is not necessarily because you think of what's been happening lately and the ProPublica reports and everything, but just in general, even if it was a liberal dominated court, because there has been cases of liberal justices, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, yeah.
RIP. And even recently, Sotomayor.
Taking little gifties.
And would we all, would it, you know, restore the integrity of the court and public opinion if there was more transparency, if there was clarity? And if you agree with that, who should create it? Should they create it themselves? Should retired justices make it? Should Congress make it? Congress is attempting to make it right now. I don't think it's going to go very far, but the Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee advanced legislation yesterday to require the Supreme Court to set up a code of conduct, tighten financial disclosures, and bolster recusal requirements for justices. And so, again, would love to hear from you on your thoughts on what's to be done with the lack of code of ethics that is written and transparent and clear. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But yesterday, the vote on the Supreme Court Ethics Recusal and Transparency Act was, not shockingly, 11 to 10 along party lines, and with Republicans adamantly opposing. And the bill would basically give the court 180 days to adopt and publish a code of conduct and allow the public to submit ethics complaints that randomly selected panels of lower court judges would review. It would establish new rules for disclosure of gifts and travel, and it would impose recusal rules pertaining to gifts, income, and other potential conflicts. Now, there's obviously, in this partisan environment, Republicans are basically saying, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because in this, even though it came out of committee, they would need, Democrats would need 9 more Republicans to sign on to overcome the filibuster. And even if they did that, this would have to get through the House.
Oh, that'll never happen.
So this is, I think, what did I see as the, there was a great quote from what I was reading about this. Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, predicted the bill would not become law. This thing's dead as fried chicken on the Senate floor, he said, and it's as dead as fried chicken in the House. I didn't know if that's a Louisiana saying, but okay.
Nice accent attempt there. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I agree with both of you. I think the more transparency, the better. I do think that it should apply to all facets of our government. I mean, if you look at Congress and all the, kind of like shady, stock end of things and, kind of like little tips and things, you got that going on. And as far as Sotomayor, I didn't realize she almost made almost $4 million on the books that, that she had her, the people working for, pushing the universities to buy these books and what have you. And that's fine as long as it's declared. I mean, but I think it's important, though, to your point, that we have that out in the open, because a lot of people in Congress and they're extremely wealthy. They're in the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the amount of percentage of the people in Congress and in the Senate, they're in the 1%. It's like way overkill. And there's a reason for that. And it's because there's a lot of what I would call, things that are not reported that are, happening. You know, Tom in L.A. always calls, we got to get money out of politics. And I agree with him. But if we're not going to do that, then we need to really see the full scope of what the heck is going on in our government, top to bottom.
Totally. I actually totally agree, Dave. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Dave.
Because I think there's a really great op-ed / interview with a former judge named Jeremy Fogel, who is the executive director of Berkeley Judicial Institute, and he was a California state judge for a long time. It's in the Washington Post, and I was reading it this morning as I kind of was trying to, tangle with where am I on this.
Sure.
And, he says along the lines of something like, it's not that he thinks this court is unethical, but it's the fact that in this, this was the quote. He said, you had an institution that was very highly respected, the most highly respected institution of government. And now those numbers have just been dropping like a rock. And I think it's a combination of polarizing social issues that are being decided by the court because Congress is not able to act in that area, and social media. So you have a lot more light shined on the court, perhaps, than there's ever been before. When you have this kind of polarized political environment and you don't have transparent rules, which they don't have, then what people do is say, oh, well, Justice X or Justice Y voted the way he or she did because they were flying in people's private airplanes or people bought their books. And I think that's really unfortunate because I think it makes people think that justices don't have any ethical integrity. They need more transparency, more clarity, a common set of rules and procedures. As long as they don't, they are going to have people who are going to question. And I think that's basically what's happened, right?
It's
These are the cases that have been coming from the courts that have such monumental consequences on so many people. And any iota of impropriety has the people who are on the other side of their decisions saying, it makes it very easy for them to say, well, you got paid off.
Exactly. You just make yourself look worse.
And so it's not even a punitive thing. And I guess, that's where it becomes is Congress the right people to sign this, to actually impose this or not? But it's even for your own, for the sake of your own entity, government entity, don't you want the public to trust you?
Or do they just not care? They don't care. It's like, hey, we're here. We're here for, we're here for a lifetime term. Too bad.
Too bad.
Too bad. So sad.
We're just here. 844-967-2789. Should the Supreme Court have a code of conduct? And if so, who should write it? Which body should write it? Should they write it themselves? And just as long as it's clear, that's enough. Is it from Congress? 844-967-2789.
I think the prospect of allowing them to write their own code of ethics is hilarious. I really do. That does. Let's let felons write their own codes for their paroles. I just, you have to have some kind of an independent body to make those decisions. Yeah, we'll make our own rules about us. And we love us, and we're great.
But also, I mean, not that I'm defending them, because I don't know what they would come up with. But if the good faith of to do this is to improve their status, improve public opinion on them, if they came up with a total BS set of the code of, like, BS code of conduct, they'd still get pushback, and it wouldn't actually help their cause. And so I do ultimately think, as much as, you know, it's easy to characterize or, like, make these people into caricatures of, like, how good or bad they are, ultimately, like, I do think they have some ethics and integrity. Jane's not so sure.
That's because you're such a nice, kind, hopeful person. Text from the 541. Get a group of 102 individuals not employed by any state or federal agency to review existing codes and create new ones. Each governor can appoint one person. Mayor of the capital city appoints the second for each state plus D.C. Or how about a single code of conduct for all federal employees? Contract, legislative, judicial, executive, drawing for a federal paycheck. If your representative senator wants that for the other party but not for themselves, what could they be hiding? And Bill from Oconomowoc is coming up. Bill, we got about 2 minutes left. What do you want to say?
Real quick. We can't let criminals run criminals. Now, the Supreme Court, I don't know if I call it criminal, but boy, it's citing that way. They're taking bribes. They're taking money. And your text that you mentioned, civilian review board by civilians, that's balanced. In other words, you need 50-50. You need both sides' opinion to write the rules of conduct. And the first rule of conduct would be you can't be under suspicion for any criminal activity or any charges that are pending that voids you from ever running for office for your life. We have to have non-criminals involved in government. We have too many criminals in government, and they get so far as to run their own kangaroo court. Jim Jordan, perfect example, outstanding subpoena. So anyhow, thanks for letting me rant, and you guys have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, Bill.
And you can call and rant, Bill.
Anytime. We will always take your call.
844-967-2789.
Kangaroo court. I feel like that's something that I have to bring back and use more. It's a good term.
It is a good term.
But we would love to hear from you. Should the Supreme Court adopt a code of conduct? And if so, which body should be in charge of writing it and being the oversight of it? 844-967-2789. We have a couple of comments on the live stream that we'll read when we come back. We'll get to your text and your calls right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
In other words. I love you.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 83. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. On 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday, Mark.
Yeah, I can't figure, you know, one thing I can't figure out is that for all those boxes of documents that Donald Trump took, along with anything else that wasn't tied down in the White House, apparently, that he took and moved off to his compound in Mar-a-Lago, apparently there was items that Israel put on loan for the United States for a Hanukkah celebration in 2019 that Trump decided he was going to take with him and spirited them off to Mar-a-Lago. So Donald Trump is not just in violation of taking those documents. There's probably all sorts of emoluments clause violations that Trump did on that day. And the judge, you know, the Judge Cannon down there in Florida should be called to account for what she's doing right here, because it's all just BS. This delaying the trial, in itself, I think, is a violation of the Constitution, which says you get a speedy trial, not a trial delayed so you can, right, you know, in service of one man. And it's just disgusting. And as you're talking about the Putin earlier, that the Breton, Putin apparently is now laying claim to half of Poland, because, or more or less laying claim to half of Poland, because, you know, that was a gift from Stalin to the Polish people. Well, if I remember right, under was the Molotov-von Ribbentrop Treaty, that you know, Germany more or less partitioned Poland off into two sections, awarding half to his new ally Stalin, and the rest of it to, you know, himself, right, in Germany. And it just is for our Republican Party not to recognize Putin for the danger that he is, failing to recognize the danger for what he is for at least a decade now, it's just disgusting. I mean, that why Russian Ron went to Russia.
Well, here I want to comment. Yeah, hold on. I want to comment on that because you raise a good point. Russia and Prussia divided Poland in 1795, and they wiped it off the map till 1917. It resurged, then the Nazis occupied it, and it didn't come back again until 1989, the Russians and the Germans. Here's the deal. Putin is worried about revolution. Right now, he has increased the military reserves, the age he can draw on them till age 70, and people who hadn't served before till age 55, he is going to get overthrown, and it better happen pretty darn soon. So thanks for calling. Excellent points, as always. All right, I want to talk about something else. This really, really ticks me off, but I will preface it by saying this. When somebody, and a person with no character, resorts to obscenity or revenge porn, they forfeit any argument that they had. It shows that they're not serious. It shows that they are very insecure in their in whatever arguments they're bringing. Marjorie Taylor Greene. On Wednesday, she was in a House Oversight Committee hearing, and she pulled out blow-ups that she printed of naked Hunter Biden photos. Now, Hunter Biden is a troubled guy, okay? And that's a sad thing and all that. You know, he'd been addicted to drugs and so on. And he had consorted with some women, and apparently they enjoyed photographing what they were doing. This is revenge porn. This had not, remember, she at the State of the Union was shouting liar, liar to the President of the United States. Liar, liar. She allegedly at one point, not to his face and not as, you know, F you to the President of the United States. This was Wednesday. Today, Hunter Biden's lawyer filed an ethics complaint against her with the Office of Congressional Ethics. That's a bipartisan committee, oversight committee. They take things seriously. They're also investigating George Santos. In this particular case, Jamie Raskin turned to the chairman, Comer, who's bad news from Kentucky, and said, you know, can she be showing this stuff? Comer permitted it. At the same time, Donald Trump posted on Truth Social the following post, quote, if you F around with us, and he used the whole word, the bad word, if you F around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before, end quote. Then he was asked in an interview by a right-wing nut, what will happen if Jack Smith puts you in jail? Trump's response was, it would be very, very dangerous if Jack Smith sends me to jail. I have hundreds of supporters. And if you think that January 6th was bad, it would be, well, very dangerous. Now, I want to stop here before I go to the lines. When you use revenge porn obscenities in the House, and then Trump was on Truth Social, but he's running for president. He's supposedly the head of their party. What kind of party is that? What are your views on taxes? What are your views? Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Thank you so much for bringing this up, Matt. I saw that and I was sickened. The depravity and the feces smeared all over our government by that sleazebag woman to put that on the floor when children can watch their government, when we watch our government, these holier-than-thou son of a guns are smearing and just putrefying what is going on in our government. It makes everything that's precious and good just filthy and perverted. That didn't belong there. He don't work for the government, and that woman should be kicked out of office because that was offensive. That was perverse, that was porn, and that was being shown on the floor of the most highest office in our country, and that hurt America. So, boy, Matt, this one is the lowest, scummiest, pig-in-the-slop stuff that I have ever seen.
Gene, I love your calls. Gene, I got to go to a break. I don't want to go to a break. I want you to keep talking, but I got to go to a break. You're right on the money, Gene. Right on, Gene. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you, the rest of you on the lines. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News brief. After days of frantic search following flooding in Philadelphia suburbs, the body of one of two missing siblings has now been found, two-year-old Matilda Shiles. Tim Brewer's chief of Upper Makefield Fire.
Philadelphia police received a second 911 call from a subject who provided a physical description, which was that of a child, and the location as being near the Philadelphia wastewater disposal plant.
Matilda's nine-month-old brother, Conrad, remains missing. About a third of us in the country are in extreme heat in southern Florida.
We're doing training
things for community-based disaster volunteers.
Jane Gilbert is chief heat officer for Miami-Dade County. Remembering Tony Bennett, a major musical star for 70 years, the symbol of the American songbook. Even as he was battling Alzheimer's, Tony Bennett was performing until a few years ago. He has died at age 96.
Alzheimer's, whether he's painting, meeting people, he projected the effortless cool.
Variety music critic Chris Williams. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. You're first in line. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, Matt. How you doing, buddy? This is really sad. If you remember when Trump's wife, she said, don't go against Trump because otherwise he'll get back at you. Remember that?
Yeah, I can't hear you, Curtis. Are you on a speakerphone? Try to take it off the speaker.
Hold on.
Yeah, Curtis, are you there? Yeah, go ahead, Curtis. Yeah say it again. Yeah, said, go ahead.
Do you remember when Trump's wife said the public said, if you go against my husband, he'll find a way to get back at you?
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember those quotes he said. But my whole thing is this a mafia boss we're dealing with? I mean, this is horrible. What he's saying and what he's trying to do. It's just crazy. I mean, is this America we want our kids to live in? They keep on saying, you know, they're pro-life and stuff. Well, how can you have a life for the future if you have something like this running, that's trying to run the country? Isn't it sad?
Yeah, you're making a good point. They've injected violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. When he says things like, it would be very dangerous if Jack Smith put me in jail because I have all these people. the old mafia thing is they would not say, if you don't pay us money, we will burn down your business. What they would say is, nice little business you have, be a shame if something happened to it. Or nice family you have, it'd be a shame if something happened to your kids. This is the kind of mafia talk. You hit the nail on the head, Curtis. This is the kind of mafia talk they use. Remember, he said the Second Amendment people should take, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton, end quote. And the Secret Service talked to him. And even though he was a Republican nominee, it's a criminal offense to threaten violence to a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, even though he's a, and so you know what he said? He said, well, what I meant was they should vote. That's what I meant. He was lying, but he keeps this innuendo. And the problem is he never takes the hit himself. He rallies this crowd. They go up, five people get killed. Cops get beaten up. Some of them have brain damage. And he's chuckling in the White House. And he goes, no fingerprints for me. I didn't say to do it. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Jeannie's right. Hunter Biden does not work for the government. And he's a troubled person. I hope he gets help. But he's already serving his time now. And it's just a deflection. But Hunter Biden never tried to overthrow the government. He never tried to steal my vote. So it's just leave the poor man alone. It's and to do what Taylor Greene did there, that's just disgusting. Jeannie's right about that also. But Hunter never did anything to I just leave the man alone. That's all I'm saying. Hunter Biden has nothing to do with what's really going on in this country. So you have a good week, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, excellent Paul, call, Paul. Thanks very, very much. Well, now we're going to turn to one of our least favorite topics, Ron Johnson. And this blew me away that he did this. In May, that's 2 months ago, something like May 17th, he said, I am not going to take money that I've raised to repay myself for past debts from the 2010 and 2016 campaigns. That's what he said. When he said it, he had already taken $400,000 out of donations to him to repay himself, $210,000 for the campaign in 2010, and $190,000 for the campaign in 2016. He'd already done that when he said he would not do it. Now, there's two other things you got to know. After he won in 2010, the company he worked for and had some part ownership in, Pacour Plastics Company, P-A-C-U-R. I think it may have been a family member, maybe his brother-in-law, who brought him in from Minnesota to, you know, be part of the company. They gave him $10 million. It turns out he'd spent $9 million on his campaign. So it repaid him the $10 million. The $10 million repaid him and gave him another million, go buy a house in Georgetown or something. Now, you can't make a $9 million, $10 million contribution. Back then, it wasn't unlimited stuff. They said it was deferred compensation. So people go, all right, well, where's the contract for deferred compensation? Oh, there, it's not written. It's oral, verbal. Well, when was it verbally given? We don't remember. Not kidding. Now he is still owed, he claims, about $10 million from that campaign. He put in $9 million, and obviously there's interest and so on, because he doesn't take that $10 million from Pacour as paying off his debts. It was, quote, deferred compensation. Then yesterday he announced for the first time he's changed his mind and he may repay himself the $10 million, which would be double counting. It would be double. He got it from Pacour, disguised as deferred compensation. And now you give him money. Remember, he just got reelected. He's in for 6 years. People forget. What, am I the only guy talking about this? People are going to forget. He'll snarf himself down another $10 million. That means, you know, the E-lines can give it to them. But it's mostly small donors who think they're giving it to a Republican candidate. Now, does he run again in 2028? I don't know. Maybe he figures, okay, I'm going to grab what I can, grab it out of the bank and head out of town. Or maybe he goes, let's see who they put up against me. And if they put up somebody, if the campaign is quite frankly, I didn't think a very good campaign, to be honest with you, I'll do it. I'll hit the bank again. I'll darken somebody's skin and I'll lie about them. And whoever committed a crime in 2028, I'll put their picture up with this guy or this woman. And I'll sneak back in till 2034. This is happening on your watch. And by your watch, I'm saying, if you are a citizen, you are supposed to safeguard democracy. Well, just be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what's going on. All right. Talk about Trump again. The guy is a genius at sucking the oxygen out of the room and having people talk about the guy. But when he does as many criminal things as he does and threats of violence as he does, it has to be said. There are a couple of things that for Trump are ominous signs. Ominous signs for Trump. And this has to do with Jack Smith's seemingly imminent indictment of him in Washington, D.C. for ginning up the insurrection, for intimidating witnesses, and for trying to interfere with Congress's obligation to certify the vote. And what are they? What are they? Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, has gone radio silent for months now. And you may remember Mark Meadows originally publicly had cooperated with the investigation and turned over a lot of documents. And that's a lot of the stuff that Jack Smith is using to go after him. Suddenly he goes radio silent. The word is he has a cooperation agreement. A proffer was accepted. Rudy Giuliani is radio silent. Proffer agreement accepted. He has a cooperation agreement too. I've said yesterday, I'm going to say it again. The early rat gets the cheese. It has to be a big rat. If Meadows and Giuliani go in to finger some guy from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, who went out there and got drunk and went up to the Capitol, they'll laugh at him. But if they rat on the bigger rat, and there's only one bigger rat than Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, and that's Donald Trump, they get the cheese. What is the cheese? The cheese is no prosecution of them or less jail time or whatever. So stand by. Go to the lines. Jeff of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jeff, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt Flynn. I've been a longtime fan, and I agree with you 98% of the time. I do criminal defense here in Milwaukee. I know Alex. I've met you a few times, but you wouldn't remember. And I'm sorry if it sounds a little loud, but I'm in Shorewood, and the Blue Angels are strafing my house.
So, me too.
my 2% of my disagreement with you has to do with Mandela Barnes' campaign. And I am telling you, I am sick and tired of people crapping on Mandela because the national Dems, just like they did the brainiacs who didn't even bring Hillary into the state during her campaign, they left Mandela out to hang and out to dry, man. He didn't have any new money for new ads the last 2 or 3 months of his campaign, man. And they just left him hang. So I just had to get that off my chest because I text in a lot. But you don't typically read text. So I just wanted to check in with you.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted you called. And thank you. And I do not, but next time you see me somewhere, just come on up and introduce yourself. I really appreciate it. And I want to get deeper into what you just said, Jeff. And the Blue Angels are going over me too, which means you, because you and I live about an hour, mile and a half from each other. But here's the deal. When I say that the Mandela campaign was not well run, And I agree with you on Hillary Clinton should have come into the state. That is not a criticism of Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes is a personal friend of mine. I supported Mandela Barnes and I gave him a substantial contribution. That is a criticism of his campaign manager and how the campaign was run. Now, two things. One is the DNC and the money. The other thing is what was done in the campaign. What was done in the campaign is you had Ron Johnson, had the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket, had gone to Russia on July 4th, a few years before, hung out with the autocrats who had been in Ukraine torturing and raping women for 4 years already, who said that as chair of the Homeland Security Subcommittee when they were in the majority, that he didn't trust our FBI and our CIA, but he trusted Trump, who trusted Putin. To me, that is the campaign. The guy is a traitor to the United States. The ads that were put on, Mandela Barnes didn't write those ads. He didn't think up those ads, have him making a peanut butter sandwich and have him swinging a baseball bat. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. Now, as far as the DNC is concerned, I will gently disagree with you on the following. Take a look at the financial reports. Mandela Barnes raised more money than Ron Johnson. Mandela Barnes had plenty of money. And you said in the last 3 months, I have to gently disagree. The last 3 months, or August to November, Mandela was ahead by 6 points in August. He had a lot of money come in. He was all over the place. In candor, I do not know about the last 2 weeks, which are usually the ball game, whether Ron Johnson outraised him then. I do not know. That's a good point. We'll look at it. But what I'm saying is Mandela Barnes is a fine man. He would have been a fine senator. He should have been a fine senator. That was a winnable seat. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the editorial board on the front page. I'd never seen a front page editorial out of them before. Said Ron Johnson is not fit to serve in the Senate. Not Ron Johnson, not fit to serve in the Senate. With all of that, Mandela still came within, I think it was 20 some odd thousand votes at a millions cast. He's a heck of a guy and he has a good future in politics. I am simply saying, and I was a chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, elected twice, two terms. I am simply saying as a former chairman, that campaign, when you're doing peanut butter sandwiches and Little League bats against treason, that was not a well-run campaign. And that is the function of whoever ran his campaign. Jeff, that's a great call. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 59 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 83. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's on your mind today?
Matt, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in on the conversation from the last caller. And regarding Mandela Barnes, he did not run a very good campaign. I would have to agree with you. During the campaign, I was just waiting for him to bring up Ron Johnson's trip to Russia over 4th of July weekend, you know, and really right. began to, you know, and I mean, that was just a missed opportunity. And the other problem with the campaign, it was the manager. He selected someone who just did not understand Wisconsin politics and the Wisconsin voter. And it just wasn't a well-run campaign. And just finally, and this is just something that Black candidates who run statewide, the Republican Party, they're going to insert race at some point in the campaign. You have to be prepared to answer that. You just can't ignore it. And Mandela Barnes, he wanted to take the high road. Candidates have done that, and they've lost. Whenever they start playing that race card, that's when the candidates really need to come after them. And if it's corruption, whatever it is, but fight fire with fire. So I just wanted to say I agree with you about the Barnes race. It was winnable, but it was just poorly executed. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Cassandra. Your calls are always very thoughtful, and I agree with you. And Mandela Barnes was subjected to vicious racial attack. They darkened his skin in the ads. They did that also in Georgia. They've done it to African-American candidates everywhere on the theory that psychologically somehow that will make the person look less appealing. You and I don't share that personally, but that's what they do. That's what their consultants tell them to do. If you're a Republican running against an African-American candidate, you darken their skin. Number two, when they did that, one of the most horrific crimes in recent memory in the Milwaukee area was the guy who rammed the dancing grannies in the Waukesha Christmas parade the previous December. That guy was a criminal, a murderer. He got multiple life sentences, and he's in the who's guy right now. It was a shocking and disgusting crime. But Mandela Barnes had no more connection to that than I do. He never met the guy. He had nothing to do with it. He never spoke about it in any respect. But what they simply do is, this is the Republican playbook, take the most recent criminal act by an African-American person in the area that's known to people, and then spend tens of millions of dollars, sometimes two times in the same newscast, I watch Channel 12, the ABC affiliate in Milwaukee frequently at 6 p.m. There'll be two of these ads. They will have distorted features of Mandela Barnes off to one side, and then the picture of the guy that murdered the dancing grannies. An anonymous voice will say that this murder was despicable and he never should have been out of jail and all that. And I had people come up to me. I was down in Monroe, Wisconsin. That's right near the Illinois line, about 45 or so miles southwest of Madison. On the square there, having a hamburger. Guy comes up to me, he knows who I am. He goes, you guys got to do something. Terrible what Mandela Bar, and it was almost as if he was channeling his inner psychosis. In other words, he wasn't saying that Mandela Barnes was in the parade or knew anything about it, but he was saying, well, once Johnson associates him with the murder of the dancing grannies and blackens his skin, somehow there's something wrong with Mandela Barnes. The problem is everybody listening to the show right now is interested in issues, and is, you may be Republican, you may be Democratic, you may be in any state in the union, but you can see through things. The average person can't necessarily see through things. Thanks for a great, great call. Nate of Germantown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Nate?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call as always. I appreciate that. What's on my mind is the 2024 election. I want to be honest with you, because I know you're a Democrat and that's fine. Do you think that Joe Biden is playing with a full deck of cards upstairs? Yes or no?
Do you Nate, let me respond. Thank you, Nate. Nate is a principled Republican. I enjoy his calls. I respect him, and I respect his stance on issues, and there may even be some things I agree with him on. This is a comment, I should say, or an argument that some Republicans make, that Joe Biden, because he's 80 years old, somehow is losing it and shouldn't run for re-election. Joe Biden is 3.5 years older than Trump. Trump is 77. Joe Biden is 80. So 3.5 years. And a lot of people could say, when you listen to Trump, he's sort of frothing at the mouth and he doesn't have all his marbles. But I don't say that. We'll go ahead and deal with this in a normal fashion. Nate, Joe Biden stuttered as a kid. He was bullied. He was hit. He stutters. My wife is a speech and language pathologist and work with kids. They call it a disfluency. He was disfluent. He's a very, very measured guy. He's not flashy. He's not charismatic in that sense. But if you listened to his State of the Union address, if you saw him when he went to visit Zelensky in a surprise visit, taking a great deal of risk, because they informed the Ruskies while he was en route. They said, Joe Biden's going to be in Kyiv. And if you better stand down, because if you pull anything, we will let you have it. That was a risk. They easily could have had Russian sympathizers from Eastern Ukraine do it. This guy is brave, he's smart, and he's been in the Senate or vice president since 1972. He's the guy that I want in charge of our foreign policy. He's fully coherent. You can't hold the fact that he is disfluent and he has it under control against him. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Everybody out there, have a great weekend. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place, Monday. Stand by for a great show, another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp, signing off for today.
Present now will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
This This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.